slave. I just turned around and buried the hair. Aye, you're right wild before the boys popping machine, he should have been listening.
Right, man, JJ.
Here, Tom, I heard you were...
Oh, aye, here. Was I telling you here on Untain Saturday night? Hey, what do you hear? That's for a good one. You'll not believe it.
That's maybe the one true statement John Jew will make all evening. We definitely won't believe what we're about to hear, because without a shred of doubt, there will be one continuous line of bullshit.
We all land under long for this, aye, but half ten, who comes walking on? Michael Douglas, aye, and not Welsh blade and out of the darling bucket.
You see, John Jewell was a professional bullshitter, a compulsive liar. Everyone knows a John Jewell. If you don't, there's a good chance you are a John Jewell.
And there I am, standing with my arm round Zeta Jones. Douglas, I'm scrapping around the floor looking for his front row.
But still, when it all comes down to it, he's one of our best friends. I mean, we've known each other since we were no more than four. And well, you just don't say some things to friends. Now, I'd love to say it wasn't always like this, but even when we were only 7 years old...
Here, boy, I can fly so I can. Sure was flying over the town last night.
And it continued all the way into puberty.
Did we do it? Only about 20 times. Where?
Her parents' bed.
No, their parents' bed. Great douche. Wait for it. Jeez, you don't seem too friendly with her in class.
It's all part of the arrangement, lad. Keep it under wraps. Just in case.
Case of what?
And if you do know a John Joe, you'll probably know how the whole relationship works. He or she stares you straight in the eye and fills you to the brim with the latest ream of shite they've been concocting.
And I saw this big cow staring over the fence at me, giving me a wild bad eye. What'd I do? Whipped out a bazooka and blew his head clean off.
And meanwhile, you nod your head and agree with everything they say, egging them on even though you know it's all a complete fabrication. And why? Why is everybody so scared to call out the serial bullshitters for the lies they expect us all to swallow? Do they think we're stupid or something?
See, by the time they're calling last orders, I'd say I'd maybe more than 100 pints on me.
And that's why I've decided to tell John Joe to his face the kind of asshole he's making of himself with the constant lies. He won't be happy, that's for sure, like, but then, the truth hurts.
And then this guy comes up to me and he says, you're the best touch of all I've ever seen since Georgie Best. There and then offers me £1 million contract to go and play aye for United. What I tell him. And the town with my Liverpool man, you think I play for you and scum? Slip on, lad.
That's bullshit, John Joe.
How would you know?
That's a pile of balls. You were never scouted to play for United. You're making that all up.
What are you on about, lad? See, you know I was. I've told you this before plenty of times. So plenty of butter to keep you up in the park there and you...